News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 AM, your community radio station for the net, for the North State. 7:06 in the morning. Easy for me to say at 7:06 in the morning. You know what? What's happened is I got coffee as I walked into the studio. I didn't have that first jolt to kind of say, oh, your heart's beating. Hey, our phone line's here at 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Just Bob's here because Bad Bob's in Geek Heaven at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. At least that's where he says he is. Yesterday he was in a contest and he built a computer. And the computers, it was a contest you could build it the fastest. Well, anyway, but the computers, they were given all the parts. The computer he finished and it works. He didn't win. But it was donated. It's being donated to the Reading School of the Arts.
Perfect.
So good. And, of course, if it's Thursday, Trish Clark.
Good morning.
How are you?
You look
always look perky.
I don't know how you could be perky at this time of the morning and 28 degrees in Anderson when I left this morning.
Whoa. 28.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get to the weather in a few minutes here. But the first thing we always start our day off with is a report from our friends over at Wells Fargo, our Wells Fargo advisors for our Market Minutes, and it's Chris Lasondak.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're 30 minutes into today's trading. The markets are in positive territory. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 48 points at 13,439. The S&P 500 adding 6 points at 1467, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 12 points at 3117. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 127 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America up 26 cents at 11.68, Nokia up 61 cents at $4.36, General Electric up 9 cents at $21.04, while Ford is up 41 cents at $13.88. Of local interest, PG&E is up 11 cents at $40.88, Costco's down 26 cents at $100.96, and North Valley Bank unchanged at $14.75. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.89%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.25%. Oil's up $1.17 a barrel at $94.27. And precious metals are higher, with gold up $17 an ounce at $16.74.29, while silver's up 38 cents at $30.71. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 here in the morning. Give them a call at 530-243-7561, and they'll give you great advice on what's happening on Wall Street and where you could probably put your investment money into. Or stop by at Park Marina Drive right here in Reading. That's the Wells Fargo Advisors. And now, the weather.
The weather, and it's cool and chilly this morning, and I understand we do have chains requirement up around Shingletown. We have a slight chance of rain and snow showers this morning. It's clear. Well, it's foggy out there now, about 28 degrees, and going to get cold tonight, and partly sunny by Friday. So,
It's here. It's winter. Winter time, and but tonight they're still having pizza at Anselmo's.
Yes, they are. The news is brought or the weather is brought to you every morning by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right.
Pizza
and
night and
tomorrow.
Friday night is Linda Bott and Rick Hamilton.
Rick Hill. And Pat Karch are going to be out there, and they're going to be singing their little hearts out, and it should be a great time. But you have to make reservations. I already know that there's a lot of people coming out there, but it's 474-5546. They can always stuff another two or three people in there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, which we've been known to do before. Be out there. You tell me you want to sit in the music room, you want to get out there around 6, because they'll be starting soon after that. for dinner.
And fun evening and great food and ambiance.
And then they don't push you out either. They don't push you off your chair. If you're there and you've eaten dinner, you can stay.
Absolutely.
All right.
Great night of entertainment.
Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got so many targets of opportunity here. May I say that? Joe Biden. Joe is back. You know, as soon as he was put in charge of trying to get his arms around this, you know, quote, gun control problem, you knew something was going to happen. So Joe makes the big announcement yesterday. The White House is prepared to use the executive orders to solve this problem. Get away. Get
to
around
take
that.
Your guns.
Yeah. No. They'll never say to take your guns. They'll say it's to solve this crisis and do away with that pesky legislative process. You know, we'll just do an executive order.
Throw that Constitution and the rest of the government out the window.
Yeah, but we're going to
do it by ourselves.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how the California Teachers Union Association has divested itself of certain aspects of their stock portfolio. It was making money and why they did that. And, of course, the government cooking the books on the Klamath River. I mean, you can't get any better than this. And you know what? Record Searchlight. You guys are good. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Trish Clark is here with me today. We'll be right back.
Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to disagree?
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with the hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling.
Taste and barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50? All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0BA5106.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, 7:15 in the morning, 530-605-4567. Today we're going to be having, I think Bad Bob's going to call us for a quick update of the Geek Show. And he gets so excited about it. He gets just an aura
it's
of excitability.
Big. Yeah,
it's it is big, though. I mean, you know, if you enjoy this, it's like you and I going to the SHOT Show.
Exactly.
You know, guess what I saw? Oh, it's a new shotgun!
Exactly. It's all in what you're into.
It is. And, I've never been to a SHOT Show. And I've been invited. You know, I could get tickets for it, you know, from buddies in different, you know, areas of the government or private business, not the government. Anyway, so he's going to call in with that. Then we have Paul Preston calling in, retired school superintendent, talking about safety in schools. He was a consultant for safety in schools, and he's in the Yuba City area. In fact, he and Chris Reed are starting a show here tomorrow, in fact, called Agenda 21. Really interesting. You know, before people come on, they have to fill out about the shows and everything and what it's going to be about, and we sit and talk with them. And this one sounds like it's going to be a mixture of economics and a whole bunch of different things. That's going to be it sounds really interesting.
Well, and I think it's high time that we get past that conspiracy theory about Agenda 21 and just accept it for the fact that it's a reality. And how it's going to impact our communities, and the fact that it is already being put into effect.
And, you know, and I see, you know, we were going to get to this probably last, but let's talk about it first. The Klamath River. Great article here in the Record Searchlight, and by one of their local boys here that wrote it, Damien Arthur, that talks about it looks like the government's cooking the books on the Klamath River. They're ignoring things that they put in there about the reasons to keep the dams and about the about the environmental impact, and they're threatening them with loss of jobs. The scientists, they're doing it, loss of jobs, and they're shutting down the thing.
If you're not going to write these reports to come up with the conclusion that we want, you're just simply not going to be allowed to do it.
You know, and this thing right there is, he said, other information raising alarms about the dam removal were being edited out. They're related, Hauser said, the two complaints Wednesday. Scientific integrity issues in the KBRA and dam removal. You know, so they are, that they complain that, they would be edited to favor removal of the four dams. I mean, isn't the idea is that you do a scientific study so that you can say, okay, let's make our decision up over this? But then, of course, didn't you just have the head of the interior, whatever his name is, came in here, talked about the dams being gone and all that, the Obama appointee.
Don't confuse the issue with facts. Yeah. My mind's already made up. I want to take these dams out. So write the report that says that. They didn't do that, and so they cooked the books.
Well, so I would like to read. I'd like to hear more about this. I hope there are some follow-ups on this. Because I tell you what, if it was the other way, you'd be hearing the screaming. That they're saying, oh, no, they're editing it to keep the dams in.
That's exactly right. And this is a pattern of what happens up here that impacts our economy in so many different ways. We can go right back and look at the same reports that were written about the spotted owl. Same thing. Destroyed a whole industry, has severely impacted our forests, and now they're learning that all the things we did as a result of those scientific studies have really done harm not only to the North State and the jobs market, but to the nation as a whole with our timber industry. All those were the same thing.
Same thing. And, so it's not what I wanted. It's not exactly what I wanted you to say, so I'm just going to edit this part out because obviously the scientists that are studying this are not as smart as me, an administrator who really wants to take care and get the spotted owls out of here. By the way, has anybody ever seen a spotted owl? How do you know they're real?
Oh, they are.
Okay. Just
but they just don't like old growth. We found them in wood decks in the middle of cities. We found them in new growth. We found them every place
Walmart.
We looked.
They were in Walmart.
You got it. We found them every place we looked for them except in old growth.
Well, you know what? You could tell they were in Walmart because their pants were hanging low and they were going in there shopping. They were looking.
You could see the feathers.
You see their feathers. You see their tail feathers. Oh, no. You should have been here you should have been here when Valerie Miller and I were here and I was talking about learning how to play the harmonica. She says, is it hard? I said, no, it was all written out. Suck, suck, blow, suck, 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 blow, suck, 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 blow. Yeah, the last 15 minutes of the show went downhill on that one. Anyway, okay, Merle Haggard's going to be here tonight at the Cascade.
Yes, he is.
I think there may still be tickets. I doubt it, but there could be.
But, and he always gives such a good performance. He just is one of those unique individuals in the country western music industry and has written so much good music. And he's, somewhat of an icon, and he lives in this area, so we're fortunate that we get him to do shows quite often.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we got people on the line. We want to talk about executive orders from the White House bypassing the legislators when it comes to taking your weapons away from you and trampling on the Second Amendment. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, KCNR 1460 AM. This is community radio for the North State.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
This is Ted Leidy, Senior Instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction. We offer basic and advanced CCW, ladies-only CCW, and hunter's education classes. In 2013, we're expanding our teaching facilities to include Bastiani Arms, Sportsman's Warehouse, and the Redding Gun Club. Nobody provides better NRA-certified instruction than NFI. Visit us on the web at www.norcalfi.com or on our Facebook page at NorCal Firearms Instruction. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
That's right, and Semmel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semmel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or a first-class limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town to your favorite restaurant or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semmel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or a first-class limousine, 530-605-0137.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, winter's finally here. If you've been waiting to fill your tank, now is the time. We employ some of the best delivery drivers out there. So give Danny a call and get on the dispatch. And if you're in the mountains, you might see a dog sled pull up with a 55-gallon barrel strapped on it. We will get to you. Be patient. For all the folks with no power, we have a lot of portable heaters ready to go and odorless kerosene. If you need propane, we have 25 to 1-gallon bottles ready to go. Stop by the plant, even if it's raining, we'll go outside and wait on you. If you have a small heater or an older one and you want to trade up, give Johnny or Bobby a call. We'll see what we can do to get you into a new heater, or maybe a tune-up. With everybody using online for ordering fuel or paying their bills, Kathy and Sherry are feeling a little neglected. So give them a call and say hello. 241-2196. From all of us at Northern Lights Energy, thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda has On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. She's got Pat Karch and a couple other people on that she's interviewing. I'm sure there must be at least one giveaway. They give away tickets and stuff like that. So Trish Clark is with me.
Good morning.
Good morning, Trish. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, it's like 28 degrees out there. Go in and get those big cups of coffee. Great prices. Veterans always get discounts there, and they meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, Joe Biden said yesterday, you know, the president put his vice president in charge of this gun problem that was, you know, that is blowing up in their minds. This, you know, never let a crisis, you know, go to
never
work.
Let it get, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, according to Rahm Emanuel. Okay, so Biden says, okay, we're going to hear from everybody. Well, he's hearing all these, and he's making pronouncements now, before he's even talked to the NRA and the proponents of the Second Amendment. And what he has come out with says, you know, that realizing that the, you know, legislators, this could be tough for the legislators to get anything done, because they want to do things about the economy, the debt, you know,
and they want to listen to their constituents.
And they want to listen to constituents. So Biden said yesterday that the White House can and will use executive orders to bypass the legislative process. Where's the difference between that and a dictator then?
Well, there absolutely isn't. This president refuses to recognize that we have an adopted constitution that sets down rules and regulations that he's supposed to abide by. He's ignored it for 4 years. He's starting out exactly the same way. It's tedious to deal with other elected officials and the other branches of government, and he wants to do what he wants to do, and so he does it by executive order. And forget the budget process, forget anything he's required to do. He hasn't done any of it. He just makes cacket.
That's right. Let's go to the phones. Don, good morning. Did we lose Don?
Hello?
Oh, hi, Don. You're on. You're live on KCNR.
Oh, good morning over there. Is it freezing cold in your office? Like it is mine?
No, mine's pretty warm, really.
Hey, good. So here's a Second Amendment supporter calling in. Me.
Okay.
And but I want to know how many Second Amendment supporters out there can justify and fit in Bushmasters, assault weapons, semi-automatics, automatic weaponry into the Second Amendment. What are they going to do with those weapons? Are they going to massacre a deer, an elk, a moose? Are they going to, what are they going to hang them on their wall as a trophy? I don't understand what they're going to do with these weaponry, which sounds like are going to be outlawed either in California state-wise or federal-wise. So what are they going to do with them then that they've spent hundreds of dollars on?
Assault weapons are outlawed already. In California.
And why do they how are they able to buy them?
Because they're not assault weapons. There's a definition of what an assault weapon is. And the ones that you can buy now don't.
What's the difference between semi-automatic and automatic? I mean, I know what it is.
Okay, you cannot buy an automatic weapon at a gun store. You can buy a semi-automatic weapon
what's
at a gun
Bushmaster?
Store.
What's a Bushmaster?
A Bushmaster is just a variant of a sporting rifle that has the ability to fire semi-automatically. You can't buy an automatic weapon unless you have a special license.
It'll fire more than 20 rounds a minute, right?
It can.
Yeah.
Well, but California. In California, California has the rules is that you can't have anything more than a 10-round magazine.
Why would a hunter want more than a 10-round?
People just don't have guns to hunt. You can just have guns because gun is a sport. You can do clays. You can do competition shooting. You can shoot just for fun.
So is
it's
that
all
why
right
all the local gun shops are out of Bushmasters and semi-automatics? They're all out there clay hunting? Are they all out there clay shooting?
Well, some of them are. Some of them are just sport shooting. It isn't all about hunting. It's the right to keep and bear arms.
Yeah, well,
the
kind of
it.
Arms that kill children. Now, why are you even supporting that? I am shocked that you would be.
No, I am not supporting. I am not supporting killing children. I am not supporting people who are not supposed to have guns, have any kind of guns, whether they're semi-automatics, automatics, or single shots, or black powder. If you're not supposed to have a gun, you're not supposed to have it.
Well,
if you pass all these rules, you're going to take them away from legitimate.
People go through background checks, so what? Well, there's a loophole here somewhere, isn't there?
If you're going to have people who aren't supposed to have guns, they're not going to turn them in when we confiscate guns. Only law-abiding citizens are going to have their guns taken away. The people who are going to commit crimes are still going to have the guns.
Wait a minute. You lost me there. You're talking in circles. I'm saying there are laws right now that people have to go through to get a gun, right?
That's right.
Okay, so there's a loophole because someone out there, every now and then in the news media, are killing people with these assault weapons. Where are they getting them? Is it underground?
Well, in this case, I think the last one in Sandy Hook, he stole them from his mother.
Then where did the mother get it?
The mother was a law-abiding citizen who
I support
who didn't,
Dianne
who,
Feinstein's federal bill on guns. As you know, there are several bills, in fact, a lot of bills coming through the California legislature. So you gun supporters who just, support guns,
What's the difference, Don?
Weapons and bullets. And
we're getting ready. We're running out of time, Don. We are.
Hey.
We've got to do a hard break. But thanks. We're going to.
Well, my point across.
But we're going to talk about it on the other side. We've got people that want to talk to you too. They also have a rebuttal. We'll be back right now.
From the
Fox Business Network. Stronger than expected data on China's exports is helping to keep the positive momentum going on Wall Street, despite a mildly disappointing jobs report in the U.S. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up about 40 points. Ford shares are also revving higher after the automaker doubled its quarterly dividend to 10 cents a share. The move is consistent with the company's One Ford goal of delivering profitable growth for all stakeholders. The first quarter dividend will be payable March 1st. And one in four workers plan to change jobs this year, according to a survey by Career Builder. But the same survey shows potential employees are making outrageous mistakes. Appearing disinterested is the number one turnoff, according to 62% of employers in the survey. Answering a call for texting is a big no-no during an interview. Other mistakes? Not making eye contact or smiling, having bad posture and a weak handshake, smelling bad, or having bad breath. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
My Mercedes-Benz technicians know my car inside and out.
They arrived at my house and changed my tire in minutes. They had me on my way.
Prepaying for my maintenance is so easy and convenient. It's one less thing.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My go-to guys.
My rescue squad.
My road ahead. My service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Fridays 10 to 11 a.m. for Agenda 21 Radio. Right here on Free Fire Radio 1460 KCNR.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love our in-store deli with our no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Bakery fresh bread and, of course, our organic produce washed in our purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years. Family owned and operated for three generations. Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Steger Beattie, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
With one spark, hope for many people went up in flames Christmas Day. In the wee hours of the morning, the Good News Rescue Mission on South Market Street caught fire and sustained heavy damage. The time couldn't have been worse. First, flooding, then the fire. At a time when the homeless are most in need because of the cold weather. So the mission is in dire need of your help. Go to GNRM.org or search Good News Rescue Mission and click on Donate to see how you can help. Thank you.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. And when we say free fire, we mean free fire. We just had a caller in that is really, really on the side of Dianne Feinstein.
Yeah, Second Amendment supporter who sides with Dianne Feinstein.
Well, you know, but it's he wants to do it. Well, you know, and Don had some points here. I know we're going to address it. We have people lined up to talk. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, they will come and fix any breaks in your system. They want to keep you warm. It's 28 degrees out there. They'd like you to be comfortable. And they do that, whether it's hot or cold. They will do repairs, emergency calls, and routine maintenance. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 530-221-2642 or check out their website, homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. All right, Brian, good morning. You're live on KCNR.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, we're peachy.
Hey, you know, a part on your break there, you know, you could hear that little clip where Obama says, some people want me to change things and bypass Congress. And just remember, he says some people. That's not all the people.
No.
And so that percentage is very small. And you know, I understand where that guy is coming from. I really do. But if you look through history of us having weapons, and I'm not justifying the percentage of individuals that have been killed by weapons by any means, but percentage-wise, the amount of guns versus the amount of people killed by them in the United States isn't high compared to, you know, the general population in reference to other people, you know, other things that have killed people. But anyway, I own assault weapons, and I freely admit it, and I'm not afraid to admit that I have a couple of them. And I hate to use this analogy, it's a little weak, but, you know, I can buy a VW Bug or I can buy a Ferrari. What do I want? I mean, that's the choices what we get, and that's the beautiful thing about freedom in America. But I'm telling you right now, people, that if you think that this here is an honest play as far as this executive orders that they want to do, this is only the beginning. I mean, once you get into that mindset where it's okay for people to take, you know, go over that line, you know, you give an inch, they take a mile. Once you get in that mindset, it won't stop. It's going to be a rolling boulder down the hill, and there ain't going to be anybody to stop them once they get their foot in the ground.
Well, and they already have.
People need to be aware of that.
Brian, you know, they already have. When they made the rules, as an example, that I have to have a permit to carry a concealed weapon, I have a right to carry a gun by the Second Amendment. They've already got all kinds of rules and regulations trying to make it safer. We all go, okay, well, yeah, maybe that makes sense. But you're right. Once we started down that path, one thing after another pretty quick, they're going to have us all registered. They're going to know exactly where everything is, and then they're going to just take them.
Well, and you made the point. I mean, they've already got laws. There's actually very good laws, federal and state
enforce
laws.
Enforce them.
Exactly. There's a difference between, exactly, they need to enforce the laws that are there. And you know what? Taking the guns away isn't going to fix the problem with issues in this country. I can tell you right now, personally, being a teacher, we have a generation that's growing up right now. And in the next 20 years, we're really going to see the effects of these generations. There's a very ill population out there, and part of it has to do with the way we bring up our kids. These kids are turning on us for a reason. And if you look at the percentages of these killings, they're young people doing it. They're telling us something, and we're not listening.
Well, you know, Brian, you know, one of these things we want to have a show on is I was talking to a doctor yesterday, and there's books, and there's been very various articles now coming up and hitting that's directly tying in starting kids out on was it Ritalin and when.
Yes.
And they're in elementary school, and then they're just on drugs through their life, and the huge impact this can have on suicides, and also you know, mass killings as they come off it, or as it changes. I mean, I think there's a correlation there. We're doping our kids up,
and we have a lot of kids out there on drugs.
Well, look at all the different things that are going on towards children right now. If you were to sit down, you could make a huge list of all the negatives that are going against children. And those play a huge role on their perception, their self-perception. And yes, drugs are a big problem. I'm even seeing people trying to diagnose 4-year-olds and 5-year-olds, which is insane.
Yeah. Well, you know, Brian,
and those drugs actually rewire the brain. There's a critical point in time of development in children. And, you know, you start throwing these chemicals in their body, you're totally rewiring their brain.
And then we're surprised when we get actions like, you know, this one and others that we've seen in the last few years. Brian, we've got other people on the line, but thank you so much for your phone call.
You bet.
All right, let's go to Jim. Jim, you're live on KCNR. Jim.
Hello.
Jim, you're live.
Yeah, Bob. I mean, I have a deal for Don there. The people that did the killings on, and every one of these killings anywhere around, have all been mental cases.
You're absolutely right.
That's right. And we were just, you know, I don't know, you probably couldn't hear that when you were on, but.
I didn't have me turned on.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but that's, you know, that's what we were talking about. We've got these kids that, as our last caller said, and 4 and 5 years old trying to diagnose them with something, and they put them, when they start putting kids on drugs, it starts rewiring their brains.
That's right.
And these are prescription drugs. These aren't just like, oh, yeah, they're using meth. No, these are drugs
these
given
are
to them by
all
their parents.
All of and stuff that, yeah. that they, the child is a little aggressive. He doesn't pay attention. He's disrupting in the classroom. All these things. I was absolutely amazed a few years back when I discovered how many kids in kindergarten, first grade, were on these drugs. And they impact their brain.
That's right. And it hurts them for a long, long time. And they shuts down parts of their brain and rewires other parts of it.
Yeah, and then when it changes or it's over, it's something happens, they're taking off it or the amounts are changed. They can start having suicidal depression, violence in their lives. I mean, they've got case after case of this, but we're going to do it. We're going to do a show on this, and we can get one of the authors on.
You know, there's no question that we've got some major issues. We as a country need to take a look at why our young people are doing, or anybody's out there shooting up classrooms full of kids.
That's right.
That's something we've got to deal with. But when we just focus on take away the guns and refuse to look at all the other things that we have done over the last 50 to 60 years that are impacting this situation, not the least of which was throwing God out of the classroom, in my mind. We ask him, why do you let these things happen in the school?
Well, when you,
and the response is, I'm not allowed in schools.
Well, we got to take a break, but when you start on other things, too, let's take it all into account that you got 70%. Of in some groups that are single mothers. There's no man in the family. And it's 45% in another ethnic group and 29% in another ethnic group that the children are being born to a single parent. And, you know, when you look at that, that's the breakdown of the family. And you add on to that, oh, now we're having problems with the kids because maybe they don't have role models. So let's just put them on drugs.
Well, and let's not leave out the other little leg of that talks about all the violence that our children are exposed to.
18,000 murders before the age of 18 they see on TV, movie, and these video games.
And
you don't see them wanting to make an executive order about shutting that down.
Yeah.
No.
You go right back through to the state welfare department. When they set up the rules back in 66 and 68 and 70 around there, they would not allow the father ever to be in the house. And the mother gets to have welfare if the father's gone. Well, it's the welfare department that ran the father off in the first place.
Well, yeah. There you go. What goes around comes around.
Yeah, we're way behind. We're here. We've got to take a break.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Jim. Okay. You know, one of the things is that one of our chat room people says it's amazing that the guy that won the case against the, with the Supreme Court about the, for having weapons was not invited. To the White House. Didn't want anybody in there smarter than you? Oh, okay. I guess that bozo wasn't there either. We'll be right back.
Wind River Casino is the only place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting. MMA. Are you ready for the Warriors on the River? MMA fights are back as Wind River Casino and Rogue Fights presents the Warriors on the River cage fights. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the Wind River Casino Event Center on Saturday, January 19th at 7:30. Doors open at 6:30, bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading. Amateur, title, and pro fights, it's all in the cage. Full contact fighting, no limits. This event sells out. Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage on Saturday, January 19th. The event center will roar with the thrill of the extreme cage fights that only Wind River Casino can bring you. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the River Club. Great entertainment is happening again in 2013 with the Warriors on the River cage fights at Wind River Casino. For all the details on the Warriors on the River, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event.
It's better.
On the river.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Who's calling, please?
Austin Towns.
danger's my middle name.
Here at Alliance, there's not any danger in having an Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system installed by our trained technicians.
Yeah, baby!
And an Energy Star heating and cooling system can help save on your energy costs, too.
Yay, capitalism!
Just call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642 in Reading, or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us!
You are a responsible gun owner. Whether you like to hunt, target shoot, enjoy working on weapons, or just want to own one for protection, Bastiani Arms is the place for you. Bastiani Arms is Reading's leading firearm headquarters. Friendly, professional customer service, a commitment to education, and Reading's finest product lines. They pride themselves on only selling quality firearms. Hunters, target shooters, and law enforcement officials agree that Bastiani Arms is a trusted resource for advice, sales, and repair of firearms. They've earned a reputation for quality and excellence, and they're committed to safe, responsible gun ownership. Call Bastiani Arms today at 530-222-8222 and talk to one of their trained professionals. Ask about their firearm instruction, concealed carry, and hunter safety classes. See Bastiani Arms at 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, or call 530-222-8222. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah. I'm not moving slow. This is Carl and the Botics. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Botts tonight, but Carl and Trish Clark, we're not moving slow.
No.
The fight's on. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, and Lincoln and Ram a dealership. Your neighbor's making great deals for you. They've got any type of previously owned or new car, truck, or SUV you could possibly want. They're going to make a great deal for you, and their service department is second to none. Give them a call at 530-223-2177, or even better, just stop by 555 Cypress Avenue right there in Reading, right here in Reading, and find the car, truck, or SUV you want. All right, Trish. Okay, I had other things we wanted to talk about, too, anti-panhandling, which we'll probably get into, but let's try and finish up the gun issue here. The thing about it is this. The question is, why do people need AR, an AR? Now, let's talk about the term assault. The term assault is a pejorative term. It makes people get upset. Assault is an adjective. You know, I pick up this chair and hit Bob with it.
It's an
assault chair. I use a baseball bat. It's an assault bat. I pick up a shotgun that I hunt doves with and I shoot somebody. It's an assault shotgun. So let's get over that thing. You know, the other part is that they're saying, oh, they're the military grade. A lot of these are not military grade weapons. They are not built the way
they're military style.
They're military
and
style.
They look
it's
like.
Different. That's right. It's like if you dress somebody up like Marilyn Monroe, and it's not Marilyn Monroe. It just looks like Marilyn Monroe. It's not Marilyn Monroe. It's the same thing. Okay, let's get past that. Why do you need high capacity magazines? Because it's not a movie. Ask the people that have had four or five people come into their house and, in a home invasion. Ask this couple back in Indiana who had adopted 10 or 12 children with handicaps, and they were well off, and these six men came in and killed them. Ask them if they would like to have had a weapon that had a high capacity. This is not a movie where you shoot somebody one time and they get thrown through a window. They have instances where police have shot people 19 or 20 times, three or four policemen, because he didn't go down and he was still attacking.
And if they're up on drugs or they're up on meth, they're up on all those different things, it can take two or three times to knock them down.
We teach in our advanced pistol class. Part of what I teach is practical, is the personal defense handgun, or personal defense ammunition. We use it as an example what happened in Dade County in the FBI attack. When seven or eight FBI agents trapped two men in a rolling roadblock, and the gunfight started. And one of them was shot six times. The other one was shot 12 times, including three or four that would have killed him. He bled out, but he was still able. They were still able to kill two of the FBI agents, put three of them that had career-ending injuries, and wounded two others in this gunfight. And they didn't have one drug in their system. They were pumped up on adrenaline only. So when people say, why do you need a high capacity magazine? Why do you need more than 10? Because you may, what if it's two people and you need more rounds? You're in a fight. I tell our people in the class when they say, well, how much ammunition should I carry? Well, let me put it this way. At the end of a gunfight, nobody's ever said, gee, I just had too much ammo. So good people carry this. They don't carry it to go out and kill. They carry it out for self-defense. And people need to understand that there's a difference there. I mean, you're talking about self-defense where you may have two or three people come into your house, or you may have two or three people accost you on the street. We're having it here. We're seeing people getting knocked down. Their purse is stolen. They're confronted on the streets. They're attacked. Not so much here, but it is. Crime is on the rise. All right. We're going to take a quick break, get back on time here. And then, Jay, you're going to come up next. Trish Clark and myself, Carl Bott. And we're talking guns. We'll finish it up in this segment because in our next segment we have Paul Preston calling about safety in schools, which is really where our focus should be, is not taking guns away from the population. But how do you make your schools safe?
How do you protect that class of people like we protect other important people?
That's right. You know, that if that's our future, then we ought to be doing something extra to keep those kids safe. We'll be right back.
When I think holiday season, I think big. Big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, five winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, five more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, five lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HD TV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
Tune in for Haven Humane Society's Animal Talk the last Thursday of each month from 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR Free Fire Media. A Haven Humane Society staff member will make a guest appearance each month to take questions on air about the pet topic of the month. You'll learn about pet health care, pet adoptions, dog training, volunteering, and much, much more. So be sure and listen for Haven Humane Society's Animal Talk right here on KCNR 1460 on your radio dial.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, how are you doing?
Good morning. I'm just doing good.
Give me a quick weather.
The weather is 28 degrees. Still a slight chance of rain and snow this morning. Partly sunny tomorrow. 20% chance of showers tonight. It's going to be cold. Frost.
Okay, and that's brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Tonight's pizza night up there. And tomorrow, Linda's going to be singing up there, along with accompanied by Rick Hill and Pat Karch. 474-5546. Come on up and join us. We're just going to have a great time. Let's go to the phones. Jay, good morning.
Good morning.
Our yellow cab philosopher. Yeah, how you doing, Jay?
Well, I was doing good till a couple calls ago. Now I just got this overwhelming feeling to do like in a cartoon where you can reach to the phone and just go whack.
No, you know
that
what?
That guy you had on, you know, you're going to massacre elk. No, we're going to massacre people trying to take our rights like the founding fathers intended, you jerk. Go back to England.
No, you know what? I'm glad Don called in. First of all, he says he supports the Second Amendment, and I believe he does. He is saying, this is good to hear. This is absolutely good to hear, and I would have him on again. You all need to hear this. Because there are people that believe exactly like he does. They're good people. Why do you need this? What can you do to prove that you, why would you even need something? Like, why do you need more than 10 rounds? If you can't hit something in 10 rounds, why do you need it? There's lots of reasons. We talked about them during the break, but we'll talk about them at other times. Why you need more than 10 rounds. Why good people need semi-automatic weapons with more than 10 rounds at a time.
It's not a movie. People don't. They go through a glass bow window with one 9mm through them.
Right. But the thing is he is the opposing force. He is the ones that are supporting Feinstein, who, by the way, carries, but doesn't want other people to carry in their district. And so it's good to hear him. It's good to get you all fired up about this, because we as people that support the Second Amendment and believe that we have the right for semi-automatic rifles with magazines that have 20 rounds, if that's what we want. We have got to come together, because right now, the state of California, just forget what Biden's going to do. The state of California is going to come hard after us. And if we don't get it together and get organized, they are going to take your weapons away right here at the state level.
And I just want to encourage everybody.
I'm sorry, go ahead. I apologize.
Well, I just want to throw out that we, you all got fired up out there, but we can do something about it. You all need to get involved with the NRA, with the California Rifle and Pistol Association, with the California
Gun Owners of California.
Get on their webpage. Send them some money. Get involved in the dialogue. We need to stand for this, or we're going to get all mowed over.
Okay. Jay, you got last word.
Yeah, you know, you both have articulately pointed out what I'm feeling here. But, I mean, this state is sealing its own doom. People are leaving in droves. I just found out in the last week and a half that of a number of people I grew up with, almost all of them are leaving or have left the state in the last 2 months. They go into different states where there's more economy, where there's lower taxes. Some of them are gun owners that wouldn't like to see this. This state's sealing its doom. It's gonna become the dictatorship of California, and there's gonna be eight people here to be dictated to. I mean,
boy, their tax is gonna be high.
It's getting bad, Carl.
Well, you know what? The thing is you're right. So that's why you have to band together. Gun Owners of California on March 23rd. Is having a fundraiser and meeting to get people involved in this. And you need to get involved in this if you believe in the Second Amendment. And I mean, believe in the Second Amendment in such that if I want to buy a semi-automatic rifle, that I should be able to buy a semi-automatic rifle. Why are they all gone? And Don says, well, why are they all sold out? It's because of what Joe Biden said and what the state of California's legislators said. We're going to take those away from you. And when they said that, that's why they're gone. That's why you can't buy ammunition, because that's next.
Well, yeah, they want to register. They want to keep track of how many bullets you buy.
Those pesky bullets.
And they want to put numbers on them so they can trace them back, and they want to write down to the last detail. Sure, everybody's
That'd
out buying up
pain.
Every piece of ammunition they can.
We got to run.
That'll be a real pain for people who load their own ammunition.
Yeah, well, you know what? You don't think that's not going to be addressed? We'll be back right after these messages. We've got Paul Preston coming on about safety in schools, which is what the debate should be about, not about guns. We'll be back in a second. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, KCNR 1460. Mm-hmm.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Ready to push back on the new gun control push? The NRA this hour goes to the White House. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz is there live.
The vice president, along with the attorney general, actually having two meetings with the opposition to gun control, the first beginning in about 45 minutes with what are being called sportsmen and women's groups. And it's expected the National Rifle Association will be there. Later, the VP and Attorney General meet with several of the nation's biggest gun and sporting good retailers. That includes Walmart, which initially declined the invitation. The VP rounds out his meetings tonight with a session featuring entertainment industry reps. Dave?
Mike, there's new school security in Maricopa County, Arizona. Controversial Sheriff Joe Arpaio has a posse of up to 500 armed volunteers driving around patrolling areas just outside schools.
I like it. I think it's a good idea. I think it's a good use of the volunteers that we have in our community.
But one town councilman in the county calls it a political circus. White House Chief of Staff Jack Lew could be the next Treasury Secretary. He is President Obama's pick to replace Tim Geithner. However, Republican Senator Jeff Sessions warns.
It is a bumpy confirmation process.
The GOP criticism is Lew has not been honest with Congress on budgets and deficits. It was nominated over and over.
Lincoln.
Leading the Oscar movie list. Fox News Radio's Sabrina Sabah live in L.A.
It has 12 chances to win come Oscar time February 24th, and one of the nominations is for the Academy's top honor, Best Picture.
This fight is for the United States of America.
Also nominated for the biggest award of the year, Beasts of the Southern Wild, Silver Linings Playbook, Les Miserables, Amour, Django Unchained, Argo, Zero Dark Thirty, and Life of Pi, which is up for 11 awards. Family Guy creator Seth MacFarlane will host the show. Dave?
Sabrina, the FDA wants sleeping pills to be less potent, requiring makers of drugs like Ambien to lower the dosages for women, recommending it for men, citing studies suggesting patients are drowsy in the morning, which could be dangerous. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
My daughter is a handful. I've always had to keep my eye on her, but I didn't always watch out for myself. With so much noise about healthcare, I tuned it all out. With United Healthcare, I get information that matters. My individual health profile, not random statistics. They even reward me for addressing my health risks. So, I'm doing fine, but she's still going to give me a heart attack.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at UHC.com.
The deals are heating up during John Deere's Green Fever sales event. Get 0% financing for 60 months on new 3E tractors or on 45 to 75 horsepower 5D and 5E tractors. Plus, take up to $1,500 off when you buy two implements. Come see us today. Offer ends January 31st, 2013, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plans. See your participating John Deere dealer for details.
Visit Valley Truck and Tractor at any of our 9 North Valley locations today. Or find us on the web at valleytruckandtractor.com or myjohndeeredealer.com.
A commuter bus ended up in a tree this morning in Old Bridge, New Jersey, after crashing into a mini school bus that was not carrying any students. 17 people were injured, 2 critically. In New York City, they're still trying to figure out why a commuter ferry crashed into a dock yesterday morning.
The catamaran Sea Streak Wall Street had been replaced with a new system of propellers and rudders to save fuel costs and cut carbon dioxide pollution, but it's unclear if the overhaul played any role in the crash. NTSB spokesman and member Robert Sumwalt, speaking at a press briefing, confirmed drug and alcohol testing on the crew has been done.
As per any transportation accident in this country, drug and alcohol testing has been done. The results of that will take time. It takes time to do that, but we will release it when we find out.
About 70 people suffered injuries, 11 of them serious. In New York, Courtney Keeley, Fox News Radio.
There are talks today in Northern Ireland trying to end recent protests and violence. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen is live in Belfast.
Dave, lawmakers here say they want to move beyond protests and channel people's frustrations into political action. They say they want to speak now to disgruntled protesters, even if they've been rioting.
We will talk to anyone who wants to talk to us about how we can move forward in an exclusively peaceful and democratic manner.
Northern Ireland's First Minister, Peter Robinson, there's been Mitten-Vet Unionist political parties. They represent many of the protesters. The reason for the rioting, well, unionists on the street say they feel their British identity is under attack. Dave?
Simon, Jerry Sandusky is back in court today. He's the former Penn State assistant football coach imprisoned for child molestation in the Penn State scandal. The hearing is expected to go into legal challenges by Sandusky's lawyers, including their claim that a deluge of prosecution materials swamped the defense and they didn't have enough time. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State. Good morning, Carl and Linda. By Linda is got, of course, is, well, Linda is on a couple weeks sabbatical, really. You know, that, she's cataloging music, over 30 years of music and the CDs to do that and trying to get, putting all that together. And they're, looking at scanning them into the computer. So everything's digitized like that. As Thursdays anyway, though, we always have Trish Clark here.
Good morning.
I always like having Trish here because you know, as people say, you know, you stand up, you're a stand up person.
Well, and you know, this gives me an opportunity to really, get in and talk with the people in the North State again. And I enjoy being here.
Well, you know what the fact is, a morning radio show. We have 2 hours. We try to hit on those points that people
are concerned about
and thinking about. And, you know, today this morning we talked about the Klamath Falls, or the Klamath River, the brouhaha that's going there and how the government is ignoring the scientists so they can come up with more reasons to pull the dams out that many, many people don't want to happen.
Exactly.
We talked about the Second Amendment with Joe Biden saying the White House is going to use executive privilege, and that just lit up because one of the people that called in said, what's wrong with that? I support the Second Amendment, but tell me why you need an assault weapon to kill deer with and shoot them 40 times and keep, you know. And we talked about automatic and semi-automatic. I mean, there's a big difference between that. But that kind of lit up the lines for everybody.
Well, it is. You know, and one other little tiny issue that I just want to throw out, because we're always talking about ways to save money in the state of California and things we can do. Went in to vote yesterday in the special election for our assembly,
yes,
for our Senate.
So did we.
Okay. Well, and I walked around the corner and I went in, and here was this electronic voting machine. And I went, What is this? And they said, well, you have to ask for a special ballot to use that one. So go down another. So I went down and I voted. Then I came out and I said, so what's the electronic machine? You will remember back about 7-8 years ago, we spent several $100,000 in Shasta County for electronic voting machines. Went through a huge process, hundreds of thousands of dollars. And statewide, that whole effort cost millions. And then we used them in one election. Boom, they outlawed them. Said we couldn't use them because we didn't have a paper trail. We didn't have yada, yada, yada. All those machines that all these counties had spent big bucks on went into mothballs. Okay? Now the state has come out and said every polling place must have an electronic machine in case someone asks to use it, and it must have a disabled voting booth in case someone wants. Do you have any idea what kind of money we're talking about for the maintenance and upkeep? They have to be calibrated. They have to be tested. All of this stuff in every county in the state of California in case somebody wants to use them.
I understand it's a Spanish company that keeps track of it. And it's called Hacienda Obama.
So, whatever.
Anyway.
I mean, it was just a little thing, and then the special election.
$2 million it cost the North State. Because Dan Logue didn't get out, because he got into it and just changed his mind and got out too late, but his name was still on the ballot.
The mind boggles, and every time they talk about cutting funds, all they can talk about is taking away from the poor, taking it away from the seniors, taking it away from the vets. They can never come up with all of these other ways that we could just use some common sense and cut that budget. Little soapbox there.
Little soapbox there. Okay. Well, we need a soapbox now. Well, this is a soapbox. We are a community soapbox. You know, now we're going to go to, but you know, now we're going to great information, which we do every morning, Monday through Friday. And we're going to talk to Chris Osondek, our Wells Fargo advisor, for our Market Minute.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're 90 minutes or so into today's trading, and the markets are modestly higher. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 10 points at 13,400. The S&P 500 adding 2 points at 1463, while the NASDAQ Composite's unchanged at 3,106. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 218 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's up $1.54 at $5.18.50, and Intel up 17 cents at $21.61, Cisco Systems adding 8 cents at $20.38, while Microsoft is down 23 cents at $26.46. Of local interest, Safeway up 6 cents at $17.46, Reading Bank of Commerce up a penny at $4.61, and Harley-Davidson down 57 cents at $50.24. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.89%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.24%. Oil's up 90 cents a barrel at $94 even, and precious metals are higher with gold up $19.05 an ounce at $1,676.34, while silver's up 39 cents an ounce at $30.72. This is Crystal Sondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Chris. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday. 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 here in the morning. And they have great information about what's happening in Wall Street and what you should, you know, looking at your investments. And give them a call at 530-243-7561 or stop by and see them on Park Marina Drive. That's our Wells Fargo Advisors. Trish, it's still cold out there.
It is still. It's not warming up. It's 28 degrees. There's still a slight chance of rain and snow up until about 10 o'clock. And it's going to be cold tonight. If you got little trees and stuff out there, you need to be thinking about frost because it's getting really cold at night, and we're going to just freeze everything out.
It probably explains why elk killer is kind of hopping around out there in the
evening.
That's
exactly why. I mean, if you got water out there for your dogs, it's frozen in the morning. So partly cloudy and through the weekend.
You know what? I know how we can tell. I know how we can tell how cold it is right now. Felony Bob, I want you to take off your shirts. I want you to walk outside and see if you get goose pimples all over your body. And then we'll know for then. When we can tell.
I can guarantee it was cold. It was cold and it was foggy this morning . I was coming in. And the weather is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Pizza tonight
and Linda and her trio
Rick
tomorrow
Hill,
night.
Yeah, Rick Hill and Pat Kartz are going to have a great time. They'll be up there around 6 o'clock and they're going to be singing.
And you're going to need reservations.
That's right, 474-5546. Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We've got Paul Preston on the line. We're going to be talking school safety. And, you know, Paul Preston was a school superintendent. He's been involved in many things since that, including the security of schools. And he's got some things when we were talking about it, I had no idea how the changes have been made on new schools. But we're going to address that as soon as we get back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. This is Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State. That's right. And Semel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a bridge cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town to your favorite restaurant or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired.
The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, 28 degrees out there. And Bob refuses to take his shirt off and run around out in traffic. Says he's gotten enough tickets.
No more tickets.
No more tickets. But they go down there to Espresso Joe's. They got great coffee, hot coffee there for great prices. They'll make it the way you want it. Lattes, cappuccinos, they've got it. Walk next door, and the best prices, the lowest prices in town for tobacco products. And Joe and Shelley have supported our community for well over 30 years. And veterans get discounts. You're treated royally there at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, our guest, Paul Preston. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. And how are you doing today?
Nice and cold, I suspect.
Oh, 28 degrees.
Sounds like.
Well, you know what? We go through this. I invited Paul to come on. Paul and Chris Street are going to introduce a show tomorrow on the station, Agenda 21. They're going to be on our show tomorrow at 8. But the reason I wanted Paul to be on the show today is that we were talking about safety in our schools, and Paul, tell us your background.
Well, I'm an educator in California, public schools and private schools for 41 years, and I started out as a classroom teacher and a high school football coach and track coach and basketball coach and all that, and taught environmental sciences and biological sciences for 15 years, and then got into school administration and became an assistant principal and superintendent. And over the years, and found myself in the midst of school safety issues from the get-go as a school administrator, starting primarily with drug issues at schools and things like that, and then some violence issues and, safety issues in terms of being in Southern California. We had a lot of earthquakes, and I found myself really right in the midst of it because my principal said, you know, we need somebody to be a safety coordinator. You're it. And that was back in 1985, and since then, I've been involved in school safety issues really up to my eyeballs in a lot of different situations, ranging from earthquakes to near school shootings that we thwarted, to bombs on campus, even to some investigation into the Columbine incidences, and then thwarting active shooter situations possibly on campus, such as Columbine-style attacks. So I've had deep investigative issues with school shooters and the situations that are going on. I watch keenly what has been going on with the recent school shootings. And I think the public, John Q. Public, now it's pretty obvious to the public that there's a lot of similarities between the shooting incidences that have been going on and the mass shootings that are pretty undeniable at this point. But that's basically what I've been involved in, and had a lot of active involvement with law enforcement, DOJ, and even FBI. So that's what I've been doing.
Well, one of the things that and we've got to take a quick break here so we can get back and have a little more time for this, is The fact is that everybody, you know, all this furor and all this effort is being, addressing the quote gun problem. But I'd like to see the same amount of effort, at least put the vice president of it on it, is how to make our schools safer.
Right.
And that,
right,
to me,
that's,
is the bottom line.
The answer.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. If your school is safer, everything else is going to fall in the line, in my opinion.
Exactly right.
Okay, we'll be right back after these messages. Paul Preston is our guest, school educator, school administrator, but also involved in the safety of our school. And we'll be talking about that as soon as we get back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, we'll be right back.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Thinking about a new heating and cooling system? Call Alliance. They'll show you how affordable a new system can be. It's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642. Or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
Gun Owners of California United Redding Chapter cordially invites you to attend our fourth annual fundraiser banquet and auction. We have a great opportunity this March 23rd at the Redding Veterans Hall to raise funds and defend our rights. This banquet is packed full of guns, knives, optics, and more. So join in the fun and help defend our rights. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort, 222-3223, or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Raising funds, defending your rights.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with the hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you in your home, one door at a time.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, it's Thursday. It's January the 10th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're talking school safety. Trish Clark and I are with Paul Preston, retired educator, has been in the education system in California for over 41 years, and also bit the safety aspects of keeping our schools safe, anything from earthquakes to the gunmen. So welcome back, Paul.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Now, how would you just grade, just from what you've seen, how would you grade the schools here in Northern California, just from your experience and what you've seen as far as their safety and preparedness for an attack like we've seen?
I think I've had both worlds, you know, in Southern California where you have everybody's got an earthquake every 2 days, you know, and you have to be prepared for that, where you do massive safety training almost on a monthly basis. Well, you should be doing it on a monthly basis. to seeing up here in Northern California where there's very little or there's minimal training that goes on in safety preparedness in most of the schools that I've seen. It's not to say that there are some schools that aren't doing an absolutely bang-up job, because you realize that through school safety, you bring about a lot of really good structural things within your school, like school discipline and things like that, when it's done correctly. But it's just kind of a blasé attitude towards school safety from what I've seen in Northern California. I've been up here for almost 20 years, I think, almost 18 years. And you have to take it serious. And when you do take it serious, your school's a lot better off, in my opinion. But most schools up here do not do that.
Do we need armed guards at every school?
Yes, absolutely. Right now, absolutely. Every school.
Every school. I know that the high schools have they call them. I think it's a community officer or responsible
resource officers.
Resource officers, yeah. At the high schools, but we have 20. We have. Gosh, how many school districts do we have here in Shasta County? I know we've got 28 superintendents. So
28.
Well, I don't know. It's something like that. Let's just say there's 20. And, that there's 20 school districts, but each one of them has different rules. And some of them are just the one school district.
Right.
And I was just wondering on how each district, how do you put your arms around something like that one?
There was a program.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to throw in that the Sheriff's Department had a program a few years back here in Shasta County with the lockdown procedures and safety coordination with the different schools in Shasta County. And I don't know where that's at but I do know that that was in effect at one time.
After the tragedy back there in Sandy Hook, we had the chief of police, Heidi Braun from the school, and Dr. Patricia Bay. And, yes, the police have, and they practice, as does the sheriff. They practice, immediate response to a school and what to do. So I'm pretty positive that, as from that side, they do. And the school has safety training, too, as, they told me.
Right.
But there are
lockdown procedures.
But one of the things that she said was that...
That's after they get on. We don't have any procedures to keep them from getting on.
We have open schools in the sense that open, green belts and everything. It's because you don't want it to look like a prison. On the other hand, there's got to be some kind of mixture in here that keeps them safe, and yet it doesn't look like a concentration camp.
Well, the first thing that has to be considered is school safety. End of subject. Because right now, currently. And this is the real concern, is that what we are witnessing is really unprecedented in American history, literally the slaughter of our children. And these are active terrorist acts. You cannot say look around and say that Sandy Hook was some random result of some kid taking psychotropic drugs. It was not. That thing was totally well planned out, as are all of them. Whether or not they're all connected, we do not know, but it's very, very clear that these are acts of terrorism. And right now we need to take a response to that our schools are absolutely what we call soft targets if there's no protection. And so right now, currently, in our history, for the next year, 2 years, however long it's going to be, these attacks are going to continue. And, we need to take a proactive position. One, I really like what I see down in Arizona. Sheriff Joe Pio has deputized a bunch of people, and now they're patrolling actively with armed deputies or armed people that have been deputized in front of 60 schools down there in Maricopa County. That's the type of proactive position that needs to be taken. These people that are committing these acts of terror go directly to the soft targets, and our children are absolutely soft targets. So we need to take that position right now, and I know that people are saying, well, you're kind of loony and all that. Well, let's be loony and let's be safe. Again, what's really difficult is for educators, I know having been one and worked with them, it's difficult for educators to take that step and say, this is the kind of level that we have. The threat level to our children in schools and all soft targets is absolutely incredibly high. So we need to take a proactive position. Back in 2006, I really turned the corner as an educator when I realized that sitting around as a principal or a superintendent, there is times when people come through the door and you have absolutely no recourse in terms of how to stop them. And, you know, I've had my life threatened, and I've seen teachers' lives threatened, and I've seen aggressive people come slamming through the doors. Now, if those people had guns, I would be a sitting duck. And when it really got to me was the shooting in 2006 in Pennsylvania, in Amish country, when a guy came in and just shot coldly several
little girls.
And I said at that time, I was on the radio on the Inside Education show, and that night, the night following that incident, I said, I've turned the corner as a school administrator, and I think we need to arm school administrators and selectively train teachers. On December 14th, the night that happened, or the day that that happened, that night, the first thing I started the radio show with was an hour-long presentation about why we need to arm our school administrators and also our teachers. And you know, everybody should go through what they call active shooter training on campus.
Hey, Paul, we have to take a hard break here for the news. I want to finish that when we come back on the other side. Our guest, Paul Preston, we're talking safety in schools from a retired educator, superintendent, and a man who has worked on the safety of our schools in California. We'll be right back. Trish Clark, Carl Bott, KCNR, 1460.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Vice President Biden this hour in the first of three more meetings today on gun violence.
The nation's biggest defender of gun rights, the NRA, and the nation's biggest retailer of guns, Walmart, will be meeting with the Vice President today in two gatherings of sportsmen and gun ownership groups. Late today, the VP meets with folks from the entertainment industry.
Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz, the White House. New rules for mortgages, lenders, and borrowers.
The goal is to make sure the mortgage you take out is something you can actually repay. That, says the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, will also make it easier for creditworthy borrowers to acquire mortgages. The new rules also ban interest-only and stated income loans. In exchange, banks will be shielded from being sued for selling people unaffordable loans.
Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson in Washington. Applications for unemployment benefits were up just a bit last week. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, winter's finally here. If you've been waiting to fill your tank, now is the time. We employ some of the best delivery drivers out there. So give Danny a call and get on the dispatch. And if you're in the mountains, you might see a dog sled pull up with a 55-gallon barrel strapped on it. We will get to you. Be patient. For all the folks with no power, we have a lot of portable heaters ready to go and odorless kerosene. If you need propane, we have 25 to 1-gallon bottles ready to go. Stop by the plant, even if it's raining. We'll go outside and wait on you. If you have a small heater or an older one and you want to trade up, give Johnny or Bobby a call. We'll see what we can do to get you into a new heater, or maybe a tune-up. With everybody using online for ordering fuel or paying their bills, Kathy and Sherry are feeling a little neglected. So give them a call and say hello. 241-2196. From all of us at Northern Lights Energy, thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
Wind River Casino's ultimate tailgate party is the talk of the town for football fans. Come on down and be part of the big game event, the ultimate tailgate party, a Wind River Casino signature event. On Sunday, February 3rd, the event center will transform into a football frenzy and roar with the thrill of the big game. Plus, party with our special guests, the Raiderettes. Doors open at 2, game at 3. Best food yet, drink specials, party favors, kickoff for cash drawings, free slot play and tailgate fun. Watch the game on two giant TV screens, $20 per person. person or $160 for a table of 10. This event sells out fast. Get your tickets now online or at the River Club. Wind River Casino is the only place in town that offers all this hard-hitting football action in one package. And don't forget, Wind River's free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. For details, log on to windriver.com. Or better yet, head on down for your greatest gaming experience ever. At Wind River Casino, your ultimate tailgating headquarters. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. It's better on the river.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. Pat Karch is her guest, and it should be a great show. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. I love those guys down there, DC Tim and the Man in Black. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. Man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. Our guest is Paul Preston, and we're talking to him about safety in schools and his background as an educator for 41 years, both as a teacher and in management and superintendent. Also, taking over the safety concerns in his districts. We've been talking about, training of our teachers, training in the schools, and how they differ from Southern California when they're training for earthquakes all the time up to Northern California. Not saying they don't train, because we know they do.
And the population base in Southern California is entirely different than what we've got up here, so probably the preparedness level that was necessary and in their minds in Southern California
might have been different.
It's different than what we've got up here in rural Northern California.
But in 2006, Paul came to a realization is that we do need to have armed people, armed good guys, on campuses. Good morning, Paul. Welcome back.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we need armed good guys. And, this whole notion of gun control and taking our guns away, which is what the president's attempting to do, is just absolutely, it's more craziness. It's just going to add to the craziness that's going on out there. And the discussion should be, as a lot of sheriffs, as a lot of people in schools are starting, you're starting to see teachers actually go to teacher or training classes on how to get concealed weapons and gun training and things like that, which I'm a strong supporter of. We had a guy, I can't remember his name, but from Utah, who started doing that after the Columbine incident, and he had a steady stream of business. And now we just heard recently that in Ohio and Texas, tens of thousands of teachers are going to specialized training courses on how to handle handguns. This is not rocket science to figure this out. We need something that's radical. Some people might say it's radical. I just think it's common sense that in every school you put an armed person there in front, or at least have somebody patrolling like they're doing in Arizona. And now everybody's going to say, well, that's a huge expense, especially in small districts where you have one school and all that stuff. Well, why provide a soft target for somebody who wants to do harm to your children with a gun?
I think you have to say is
what your kind of tragedy is that going to be?
What are your priorities here? In something simple as then is making it hard for them to even get into the classroom. Making it difficult, putting security doors on the classrooms where there's safety glass where you can look out and see who's there. And the doors just stay locked. Just something like that.
Well, that was one of the first things that we discovered in Columbine, was that, and again, there was a lot of things we discovered in Columbine. Law enforcement learned the lesson that you have to go in right away when an active shooter situation is happening. Don't just lay back as they did for hours, with SWAT teams surrounding the school and the shooting continued. That was one of the things. The other thing is locking out a shooter, and I know everybody likes to talk about lockdown schools. Well, schools are not prisons. You lock prisons down, and in schools, when you have a shooter or somebody who's going to cause harm to your kids, you lock them out of your classroom. So I call them lockouts, emergency lockouts. And one of the things that came about from that was this whole notion of teachers being able to lock their classroom door from the inside with a key. Not with a button, but with a key. And so, in other words, in Columbine, teachers were trying to close their doors and lock them, but the perpetrators were just opening the doors up because the teachers couldn't reach outside and lock it from the outside and then close it shut in time to save them from the bullets. But so people or schools realized that we could take and put locks on the doors that were lockable on the inside. All the teacher had to do was close the door and lock it on the inside. And that worked very well in Sandy Hook. I mean, a lot of people say this is a huge tragedy, which it is. There's no doubt. I mean, my God, it's just one of the most grisly things in the world. But there's a lot of things in their safety plan that worked and worked exceptionally well, one of them being the emergency lockout procedure. The shooter had no more access in those first two classrooms than he had access to immediately when he walked, when he came through the door. He defeated a security system that was there, but that was enough time for everybody to react as teachers and lock out the other 650 kids that were on campus. Imagine if they did not have those safety procedures in place, what it would have looked like.
Paul, and just imagine if one of those teachers, the principal or that first teacher that was approached, had been carrying a concealed weapon.
Well, and see, I have had that scenario personally as a principal many times. You have somebody who's irate comes through, and you don't know. There's been times I look at the person and I say, are they armed? And, you know, had that been a situation, you know, there's many times I could have been taken out right away. And all principals go through this. And they're going to sit there, and I know there's going to be a lot of feedback from the administrators in that area. Oh, we can't do this. We can't afford this. But they've had that thought.
But there's no cost.
They have no protection.
There's no cost involved if we simply make it allowable for someone to go through the process of becoming a legal, law-abiding citizen concealed weapon person.
That's correct.
And then the shooter doesn't know. He doesn't know which of those teachers might be armed. He doesn't know who else is on those premises. Why is he going to take a chance if the first door he opens, there can be a person standing on the other side of it that's got a gun?
That's exactly right. And take this, you know, I know that the federal government, because of the school safety program, Safe and Drug-Free Schools Community Act, wants you to have signs that says, you know,
this is a safe place to come and kill all our kids because there's no guns.
Right, gun-free zone. You're just telling the killers, come in and kill. I mean, I was at two schools. I took the signs down.
Well,
after 2006, I said, why am I putting that invitation out there?
No kidding. Yeah. I mean, that's just like, this is a great place for you to come and attack us where nobody's armed.
Right. You know, the bottom line here on this, we have to take a break. The bottom line for me is this. We need to have the administrators talk to us. You know, I know that the police and the sheriffs have their plans. I know that I'm almost positive it's go to the sound of the guns and get in there fast. But I think the other thing is too, is other things that are small that could be done to keep the kids safe. And, you know, beyond just having somebody armed on, because let's face it, you have a large campus, you have an armed guard, let's just say an armed guard on campus, and it's going the other side of the campus. It's going to take you minutes to get there. And that's why the lock-in system that the teachers can lock it. Nobody's going to get in there unless you've got a special key from the outside. Teachers can open from inside. Anyway, we got to take a break. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, our guest, Paul Preston. We're talking school safety, and we're talking, is it time to take away the gun-free zones? Is it time to put selected people on the staff, the administrative staff, and maybe the teaching staff, to give them special training, concealed carry, and they undergo special training to protect their students and the school? We'll be right back.
Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop, is having a half-price sale. Get our most popular paint service for a great price. Make your car look like new with half-off service that restores color and shine, increase the value of your vehicle, and will have you driving with a newfound sense of confidence. The half-price sale. Going on now at your local Maaco. And don't forget to ask about our collision repair, too. Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop.
Call Maaco in Reading, 530-226-0992.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport, to the train station perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234 and we'll be there for you.
You are a responsible gun owner. Whether you like to hunt, target shoot, enjoy working on weapons, or just want to own one for protection, Bastiani Arms is the place for you. Bastiani Arms is Reading's leading firearm headquarters. Friendly, professional customer service, a commitment to education, and Reading's finest product lines. They pride themselves on only selling quality firearms. Hunters, target shooters, and law enforcement officials agree that Bastiani Arms is a trusted resource for advice, sales, and repair of firearms. They've earned a reputation for quality and excellence, and they're committed to safe, responsible gun ownership. Call Bastiani Arms today at 530-222-8222 and talk to one of their trained professionals. Ask about their firearm instruction, concealed carry, and hunter safety classes. See Bastiani Arms at 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading or call 530-222-8222. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake, it's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill, you see what I'm seeing?
Oh!
That lady's dog is about to... Oh, no, not there. Oh,
ew, why did you make me look at that?
Oh, no, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Oh, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh, dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
Join the conversation in our chat room. KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Bott, Chris Clark, KCNR1460. I got Trish to agree to come in tomorrow.
5:30. Okay.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 4,000 happy customers in Tehama and Shasta County. Senior discounts, veterans discounts, and competitive prices. Locally owned, family operated. Shasta Gas Propane. All the good reasons you need to do business with our local people. 530-365-3793. 530-365-3793. Yes, it's 28 degrees out there. Stay warm. Our guest, Paul Preston. We're talking safety in schools. His background is as an administrator and an educator and working in safety and emergency preparedness in our school districts. Paul, passive things. We were talking the other day, and you said some of the new schools are being designed in such a way that to mitigate some of if somebody comes in there with mass killing on their mind.
Yeah, you know, without getting into a lot of details, because you know one of the things in school safety programs and plans is that you don't reveal to potential people out there what you're doing. But one of the great things that happened out of the Columbine incident and then the subsequent shooting incidents is companies like School Designer, which is out of Pennsylvania, and Joel Sims is the person behind a lot of this, came up with what he called the Safer School Design Initiative back in 2006. And he was actually a guest on my radio show back then, and we talked about what they're doing in terms of architecture. A lot of architects right now are building in school safety options. You saw some of that in Sandy Hook, it being actually, you know, the situation in Sandy Hook from a school safety standpoint, really, it was a disaster, but there were so many things that actually went right that caused the number of victims to be limited from a designer standpoint, because it was a school that did have protective glass out in the front. It did have a Vox system, voice system, that would activate somebody coming in. Of course, he defeated that with a gun. The second standby system to allow time for people to lock down was the principal and the psychologist, who literally threw their bodies in front of the guns to kill, and they got killed, obviously. But they were buying time. They knew what they were doing. When in a good school safety program, you know, I always told my teachers when we did active shooter training and so on, I said, I'm probably the first to go. And that's exactly what happened in that situation. The principal was the first to go, but she bought time for these people to execute what in part was part of that design of that school. which was basically to have one entrance in which it had limited access to classrooms. And that's what they designed into that school. And fortunately for the whole community, they had actually done some specific school training as a community about a year and a half before this particular incident. And there's no doubt in my mind that the architecture, their school safety plan that they initiated went right into action and saved hundreds of lives.
Well, you know, I think that from my understanding from talking to our people here that they, you know, they have the plans here. And we don't, and you're right, we don't want to give out critical information to people, but we just also want to make sure is that what can be done. Because, you know, when things change, and when things change, because there may not be the, quote, money there to change something, is that a reason not to take those steps, you know, to help ensure the safety of kids? And that's, I think that's the bottom line with everybody.
You know, very inexpensive programs such as active shooter training, or training in general, and drilling, you know, running your fire drill once a month, it's prescribed by law, should be something everybody does. A lot of schools don't even do that. They're totally unprepared for something such as a shooter. Now, I had two schools in which I said, we're doing active shooting training, and my superintendent went absolutely ballistic, but I said, look, we need to do this. We did it, and it was some of the best training we ever had. The kids were comfortable. Parents were very, very pleased and comfortable that actually our students, you know, if there was a shooter around, they would actually be proactive participants in trying to stop the shooter, which is what you didn't see in Columbine and which is what you don't see in so many other of these school shootings. You know, you train the students that if that a shooter comes in, that there's times in which they're going to stop shooting because they want to reload. Those are opportunities to take the shooter out. You know, look for those kind of things. Put that in their mind that they can actually do something to protect themselves. That stuff is cost nothing, and schools can be prepared for that.
And Paul, if I might just jump in, these are the things that the discussion in the United States needs to be about at this point. And what we're allowing to happen is the total focus is on gun control. We're not talking about keeping it exactly, but this is their opportunity to jump on their old bandwagon and get rid of the guns in the United States again, and they're using that. And we have to stop them from doing that. We have to demand that we pay as much attention to protecting our children as we do in protecting the senators and the assemblymen back in Washington, D.C., and the president. They all have security.
Have you noticed that the conversation is not about the kids anymore?
No,
and that's all about and that is why
that's the problem. Yeah, it's about gun control, and they've jumped on this. Never let a good crisis go to waste, and that's right. All they want to talk about. And
that's why we keep bringing this up. It's not gun control; it's safety of our kids. This is something we need to focus on here in the North State. You know what? Gun control. It would take years, decades, centuries to try and work this thing out. Frankly, we don't have the time. You know, I picture that 5'2" little pit bull of a principal that attacked this guy unarmed if she had been standing there at the other end of the hallway with the same weapon. And I tell
and
you what,
it
seems like
over.
Every time these people are confronted by somebody, they run instead
they run.
Of, you know,
they're
they
cowards.
Do, they run. And but you're right. And so we got to take a break. But you know what? It's our kids' safety. What are we doing in Shasta County? Well, who's taking the lead in this to say, what do we need to do to help ensure the safety of our children? Nothing's perfect. I know the chief of police is working on it. They've got plans. I know the sheriff does. I know the school does. But what's changed? What's been changed since then to make our kids safer? We'll be right back.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. Or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Attention all brides, grooms, and families. Sunday, January 27th at 11 a.m., Simpson University presents the Bridal Guide Wedding Show. More than 150 professional vendors. Plan your wedding all in one day, all in one place. Lots and lots of great prizes, including a honeymoon vacation, food tasting, cake samples, DJs, bands, honeymoon travel, and so much more. Just for you on your special day. Plan to attend and meet professionals who can make your wedding day special. For more information, call 223-3868. See you there!
When I think holiday season, I think big. Big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, five winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, five more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, five lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HD TV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back.
Welcome back. Down. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, and we won't back down. You need to make the stand for our kids. You need to make the stand for safety in our schools. Our administrators need the help. What can we do to assist them in their jobs? Get all, you know, this changing the idea that this is about gun control instead of school safety, you know, frankly, is reprehensible on the part of Obama and his staff. His first words out of his mouth is, what can we do right now to make our schools safer? And today, Paul Preston has joined us, a former administrator, a school superintendent, and also worked in emergency preparedness. And we appreciate you coming in, Paul. Good morning again.
Good morning.
We got like 3 minutes left now. I know you're going to be back tomorrow, but it's completely different subjects because you're getting ready to start a new program here on KCNR.
Yeah, we've been doing a show called Agenda 21 now since May 5th, actually. That was our first show. And I started doing radio about 9 years ago, and I wanted to bring attention to the high dropout rate here in California, which nobody seemed to want to talk about. And it's kind of ironic that it's just been up until last year or so that we've really started to focus a little bit more in California on it. But when, I guess it was about a year ago, maybe a year ago in November, we started being consumed with our show, with Agenda 21 issues. And our other show is called the Inside Education Show. It was just kind of consuming all the time that we were getting so much information. Everything was relating back to what we were talking about on education. So I talked to a few people, Rosa Corey and Heather Goss of the East Bay Tea Party Patriots and several other people. I just said, look, there's so much information here. It's so critical that the public understand what's going on with Agenda 21, which is the plan for the United Nations has for the 21st century for all of us here in the United States of America, which is a detailed plan on how they're going to take away your wealth and your freedom. And it's very, very specific. And, you know, once people start to understand the dynamics of it, they start to realize that really there has been an ongoing wealth redistribution as a result of this plan and other distribute California's wealth, and they've done a very good job of it. And also tying up our farmland and rewilding areas and things of that nature, that's all part of it. Just go down to Fresno and see what's happened to the farmers down there in Fresno that have been starved, choked off from water. Those are all parts of Agenda 21. And so we started the show, and it's just taken off. Everybody wants to hear about it, and everybody's looking to have the show on the radio station. So to us, the way I look at it, I came up with the saying, stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. Which is basically their mantra. They want to take over the world one community at a time. So with the more information we can give the public about what is going on with Agenda 21 and the other grand plans out there, you'll start to understand what's going on, like in Siskiyou County, you know, wanting to tear down the dams up there.
We got to run here. Paul's going to be a guest on tomorrow, I believe, with Chris Street. And we're going to talk about this, and then they're going to launch. We'll be launching their show tomorrow.
All right,
Trish, thanks a lot.
All right,
yeah, Linda, remember, Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight, 6 p.m. Great show going on with Pat Arch and a few other things. Trish will be with me tomorrow again. Just remember, the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Tomorrow, he meets with the Commander-in-Chief. Today, a Pentagon welcome for Afghan President Hamid Karzai, who says he does plan to work on post-withdrawal security arrangements during his U.S. visit. But no troop numbers floated as he headed into a meeting with the outgoing defense chief, Leon Panetta. Vice President Joe Biden sitting down right now with gun rights groups. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
Various hunting and conservation groups are meeting with the VP and cabinet officials as we speak. Later, it's gun ownership rights advocates like the NRA, as well as representatives of gun makers and gun show promoters. The Attorney General will hold a separate meeting with gun retailers later in the day. And tonight, the VP has a session with representatives of Hollywood, cable companies, movie theaters, and the like. Meanwhile, Second Amendment supporters are reminding the VP and the President to proceed carefully. As they note, that right is enshrined in the Constitution. Lisa?
Mike, next hour, President Obama is set to make